8 o'clock in the nation's capital, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A federal appeals court says 45 assault weapons banned by a law in Maryland, quote, are not protected by the Second Amendment. And with that, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond upheld Maryland's 2013 law banning those weapons and limiting the size of a magazine to 10 rounds. The court said, quote, put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protection to weapons of war. A young boy died in a house fire in Lorton overnight. It happened at a home on Arcade Street. Four adults got out with non-life-threatening injuries, but rescuers found the boy's body inside. Fire officials say two family pets also died in that smoky house fire. Millions of people living in the U.S. illegally could face deportation now, including those simply arrested for traffic violations. The Trump administration has announced a sweeping revision of enforcement policies. It's the latest effort by the president to follow through on campaign promises to strictly enforce immigration laws. Now, if you want a job in D.C. government, you might soon have a better chance if you live in the district.
District employees are not required to live in D.C., but Mayor Muriel Bowser would like to encourage them to. She's proposing a bill that would offer some new employees up to $10,000 to pay off student loans.
Will allow us to continue to attract the best of the best to work for D.C. government.
Her legislation also calls for requiring D.C. residency for new employees who make $150,000 or more, and it would expedite hiring for some critical jobs. Of course, the D.C. Council will have to decide whether this is a good idea. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After 10 years atop the rankings, Maryland has now slipped to number 2 behind Massachusetts in the percentage of high school students who pass an advanced placement test. Last year in Maryland, 30.4% of high schoolers passed the AP exam. In Massachusetts, though, it was 31%. Almost half of high school graduates in Maryland took an AP test last year. With warmer weather already here, mosquitoes will be back before you know it. And the National Institutes of Health is now looking for some people willing to get up close and personal with skeeters to test a new vaccine.
Getting a mosquito bite is no fun, but NIH is looking for 60 people to be bitten by mosquitoes through a special netted device to see if a new vaccine will act against the bug's saliva. The goal is to create one medicine for Zika and other mosquito-borne diseases by triggering the immune system to rev up in response to the bite itself. The mosquitoes are infection-free, and researchers will track the volunteers' immune responses. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, the Major League Baseball season starts in a few weeks, and baseball is hoping that a rule change coming this season will help speed up the game a little.
Now the Rays are going to walk him intentionally. Uh-oh.
Pitchers will no longer be required to lob four balls to issue an intentional walk, according to ESPN. A signal from the dugout will be enough to send a batter automatically to first. There were 932 intentional walks last season, about one every 2.5 games, and the Wall Street Journal estimates the move could save about 14 seconds per game. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,743, the Nasdaq at 5866. Sports, college basketball, George Mason loses, Virginia Tech wins. Hockey, the Caps take on the Flyers in Philadelphia tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
It's the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL. Hi, it's Jamie Witten. And while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com. This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue coming inbound after the light of Bladensburg Road. Watch up ahead at West Virginia, Montana Avenues for the crash. Police at the scene there. On 50 inside the Beltway, as you're pushing through Chevrolet, three-car crash. DDOT tells me they have it to the shoulder, but looks like they'll need more than one tow truck. So when they get there, they may have to block a lane. So in on 50, I'm not out of the woods here with this crash before you get to the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. All right, let's go into Virginia, 66 eastbound as you pass Business 234. We're still jammed on the brakes up to 28 Centerville. We had the broken down tractor trailer on the shoulder. Better southbound I-95 as you come off the Beltway in Newington. The crash at the Fairfax County Parkway no longer blocking. Also no longer blocking the northbound side of 95 near the Occoquan. That crash now out of your travel lanes as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast is in, and on this hump day, a lot of clouds around. May see a few showers this morning across the Beltway and areas south especially. And a slight chance of showers this afternoon, all the way up to 65 degrees. Tonight, only 52. Fog late. Fog tomorrow morning, then intervals of clouds and sunshine. A southwest breeze, even milder in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Warrenton, 47 in La Plata, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Technology. Scientists have discovered a frog so small it can fit on a coin. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk to Luke Rosiak with the Daily Caller, doing some reporting on a very, very interesting story about some IT people that got fired. They worked for Democratic Congress people, and now all of a sudden some very interesting details are coming out about that particular case. Luke Rosiak, the Daily Caller, will explain it all to us coming up in a few minutes. Then at 8:35, Mark Krikorian will join us to talk about issues regarding immigration. And by the way, there are a lot of things to talk about on that particular topic right now. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy to be joined here by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian. And joining us right now is Maryland Delegate Dan Morheim. He is out of Baltimore County, and he has a very interesting proposal that we actually spoke about last week. Dan Morheim, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Mary, great to be with you.
We're glad to have you here. So you have a very interesting bill that you're proposing that is not unusual in other places, but it has not really been done here. Vancouver, Canada is actually the prototype for this type of program. It has been studied for over 14 years. This program has been in effect in Vancouver, Canada. And what it is basically providing a safe space for drug users to come and do their drugs. It's safe. It's clean. It's a place for them to do this with clean needles. And you have a physician or a physician's assistant, someone there who can monitor the drug users to make sure they don't overdose, have Narcan available for them. For people like myself and Brian, we look at this and we go, well, wait a minute. Why are my tax dollars paying to help these people break the law? This just doesn't seem like a right thing here. But yet you're a physician. Why is this a good idea?
Well, let me be real clear. I'm not for substance abuse. It's a bad thing, and I'm not for people breaking the law. But we have been trying the same thing in the war on drugs for the last 50 years, and we're hardly in a position to pat ourselves on the back and say, job well done. I mean, sadly, and as an emergency physician, I see the ravages of this. Violence is up, crime is up, more drug users, certainly more drug overdose deaths. And candidly, this is not a bill I would have put in 5 or 10 years ago for the very reasons that you were outlining. It doesn't involve your tax dollars, by the way, to hardly any degree.
Okay.
You dispel of that one right off the bat.
Well, who's paying for it?
What the data shows, and every so often we've got to change our perspectives when real information comes in, and the data is really clear. This this kind of program, Safe Consumption Facilities, targets very hardcore users, people who are using drugs two and three times a day. They're shooting up in back alleys and bathrooms and hidden locations. They commit a great deal of crime. They're very hard to get into treatment programs, and they spread disease. They leave syringes lying around and create a whole host of other problems. So this is really what we would call harm reduction. It's not that all these people are going to be cured and fixed, because that's just a naive notion, but it's harm reduction. So what the data shows, and the ABLE Foundation just released a big report yesterday written by Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. It's online, and the information is very clear. These programs lead to reduced crime, reduced syringes on the street, less spread of disease, they make neighborhoods safer, and they move these people who are otherwise isolated and alienated, and largely in part due to their own poor decision making, but we're paying for them anyway through healthcare. It moves them into treatment programs.
All right, so I got to back up. There's a lot of good information there, and I appreciate you giving us, but a lot of questions. If taxpayers are not going to pay for this, who is going to pay for it?
Well, first of all, we're all paying for this anyway because we're taking care of these people one way or another.
But you said taxpayers would not carry the bill.
Because here's how the bill would work. A local entity could be a church, a already functioning clinic that does detoxification or provides mental or drug treatment programs, would apply to the Department of Health or their local Department of Health and get approval to start a program. That would be sure that the program meets, you know, rigorous safety standards and training standards. Then it's up to the organization to operate. They could get grant money. Technically, they could bill insurance for some services because it would also be referring people for addiction treatment, mental health, job training, whatever else is required. So its tax dollars do not support the program.
Well, if
taxpayer benefits because these people are going to be committing less crime, fewer visits to the emergency room that we all pay for.
Just one word there jumped out at me, grants. Where would the grants come from? Would those be federal grants or government grants?
It could be government grants, but they would go through a process. It could also be private foundations. A lot of these, but in the end, you know, it's like you pay me now or you pay me later, like the oil filter ad. We're paying a lot right now.
Yeah, I get that.
And move these people into programs. Well, look, Brian, the data is clear. All the numbers that you want to see go down, and all the numbers you want to see go up. Now, look, I had a hard time wrapping my head around this, too.
Yep.
I understand it's politically sounds really different, but the overdose death rate in these places is zero. And we have over 1,000 Marylanders and elsewhere around the country, thousands of people dying every year from overdose deaths. So right away, there's that benefit, and that should not be discounted because there's always a rescuer on the scene. You're moving these people from really dangerous behaviors to less dangerous behaviors and hopefully move them eventually
sort
of normal life.
Isn't it, though, society sort of condoning this bad behavior? And I raise this only because why not take the same amount of money and put it into rehab you're giving them the message, we're okay with your drug use. You can come here and do it.
You're wrong. That is not the message you're getting. That message is definitely, and I began by saying I'm opposed to drug abuse completely. What the message is we're going to try and move you to a better place. But yes, there ought to be more money for rehab. I mean, there's a tendency with the substance abuse issue to say, well, here's a cause, we'll fix the cause, it'll all go away, and here's a solution, solution will fix all the problems. There are many causes. They've been around for a long time. A lot more than 50 or 100 years, and there's many different solutions. So there's long-term rehab is really essential for some people. For others, it might be abstinence and faith-based. For others, it might be methadone or buprenorphine or Vivitrol or combinations of those things. But for this particular hardcore group that's costing us all a lot of money and wreaking a lot of damage, you're trying to move them from really dangerous behaviors into better ones. And I understand the messaging issue here, but what you're really saying is this is a public health issue, that we're going to deal in a public health environment. We've been doing fully law enforcement for a long time, and frankly, you show me any good numbers on that, that you know, not that some people shouldn't be locked up and put away. There are dangerous folks out there and dealers and so on that need, you know, that's why we have a criminal justice system. But for this group, it really works.
Two quick questions. The first question being, what are the negative repercussions for choosing drugs as your lifestyle? We're taking away any kind of negative repercussions. That's number one. But number two, how many people in Vancouver in this 14 years have actually gone on to become clean, get jobs, and become functioning members of society? What is the percentage?
Well, let's see. The first thing is, what was the first question?
The first question is, well, where's the negative implication?
Well, there's plenty of negative implications
making bad choices.
You're trying to take people who, you know, they're already full of negative implications, and you know, this is a terrible lifestyle these people have gotten into or chosen,
right,
or whatever. And you can't discount the personal responsibility element, but they're out there, and frankly, they're also our friends and neighbors and parents and siblings and kids. And, you know, that's what the facts are now. In Vancouver, the ABLE report details it, but a significant number, they have the safe consumption facility on the ground floor and a treatment program on the top floor.
Well,
and they've referred thousands of people and had a very good success rate. Now, this is a chronic disease.
Right.
So you're not going to get cured. Just like I treat people with asthma in the emergency room. It's a chronic disease.
But asthma's not a choice.
And we give diabetics who are overweight diabetes medicine, but we don't say to them, hey, you're responsible for being 20 pounds overweight. Lose that weight, or we won't give you your medicine.
Right.
Well, you have to look at this like it's a public health issue for a very difficult group of people.
I hate to jump in here, but we're running out of time, and I really appreciate it.
Right.
Listen, I got to tell you, you've sort of made me open my mind and think about this in a different way.
I had to do that, too. Believe me, I was not comfortable with this at first, but...
I'm not sure I'm there yet, but I certainly look at it in a different way. Thank you so much for joining us, Delegate Dan Morheim. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Brian and Mary. Have a good day.
It's time now for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, very good. Thank you. And we'll start Virginia, where it is good on 28 this morning, coming out of Sterling, heading out of Chantilly, up toward the toll road. No problems, and I'm not seeing much of any backups. So you do get a break on the Greenway and toll road. That's in good shape. 66, been struggling a little bit. Had the earlier incident eastbound as you come up to the exit for 28 Centerville. That's finally been cleared even off the shoulder, so better news there. George Washington Parkway, it's just the long haul from 123. That's where the delays begin, off and on down to the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Don't forget, if you think about bailing out on 123, it's one lane each direction, Chain Bridge Road over to Chain Bridge. Now, in on New York Avenue, we are struggling. That's our tough spot right now. Inbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road when you come up to West Virginia, Montana Avenues for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, for today, a little bit overcast. You might even see a rain shower with a high around 65. Tonight, low 52. Now, tomorrow, we are going to hit 74 degrees. Right now, though, in the nation's capital, it is 48 at 8:17.
Joining us on the line right now is Luke Rosiak, an investigative reporter with the Daily Caller News Foundation. That, by the way, they do some great investigative reporting over there. Luke, thanks so much for joining us. You have written some stories about a thing that happened on Capitol Hill with the firing of some IT specialists. I want you to sort of lay out the story starting from the very beginning. You had a situation where a number of Democrats were sharing some IT specialists, and they were making pretty good money because everybody was paying them a little bit, and it added up to a pretty good amount of money. And all of a sudden, these four people were fired. Give us the background on how this worked and what they got fired for, and then bring me the new development.
So on February 2nd, the Capitol Police informed the chief of staff or dozens of Democratic members of Congress that their IT guys were suspected in a security breach. They're suspected of stealing money, stealing equipment, and basically having an off-site server that was housing information with congressional office documents on it, unbeknownst to really anyone.
Yeah, well, now these were some pretty high-ranking Democrats, right?
They included Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It included members of the Intelligence Committee like Andre Carson. It included members of the Foreign Affairs and Homeland Security committees. So absolutely some sensitive people, some high-level Democrats, as well as just the sheer number of them, quite a few dozen. So the Capitol Police said that we're taking away these guys' access to the network, and they're under criminal investigation, charges are pending. And they did leave it up to the members to fire them. They're individually employed by these various members. says they didn't name these guys, and the Daily Caller News Foundation has really led the way in finding out what really went on here. There's been pretty much silence all the way around, but what we found has been extremely disturbing. It started with a guy named Imran Awan. Now, he started back, 15 years ago on the Hill, and soon after he started, he put four relatives on the payroll, both of his brothers and his wife and his brother's wife. And they all started making $160,000 a year, which is more than the average IT guy makes.
Especially in their 20s.
It is, and that's not really where it stops, though. These guys had extremely suspicious finances. They're from Pakistan, and they were running, it turned out, a car business, a car dealership in Falls Church that was full-time. And one of the brothers, Abid, who worked for, Democrats like Emmanuel Cleaver and Tammy Duckworth as well, and Tim Ryan, Yvette Clark, a whole bunch of them, even though he was getting paid all this money to supposedly be their IT guy, he was actually full-time running a car dealership in Falls Church.
All right.
Now, this dealership racked up a lot of debts due to some really inexplicable finances. One of the employees there called it impossible to find out what was actually going on with the finances. So, long story short, this dealership winds up with $1 million in debt. And Abid, who's working on the Hill and has full access to the house network as an IT guy, has these crushing debts. So they go to this Iraqi guy, and his name is Dr. Ali Al-Attar, and they take a $100,000 loan. Ali Al-Attar is a Hezbollah associate, an Iranian guy who is a fugitive from the U.S.
It's unbelievable.
This just gets better and better. Go ahead.
So you have these guys who are working for members of the Intelligence Committee who have full access to the House computer network. They're the IT guys. They can access anything. They can pull up your emails. They got the run of the place. And they are heavily indebted to a U.S. fugitive who's wanted by prosecutors currently, who fled the country to Iraq because he's wanted for Medicare, Medicaid fraud, tax charges. And he's now, in Lebanon meeting with Hezbollah officials. So these guys owe him money. They can't pay it back monetarily. Eventually, one of the guys files bankruptcy, listing $1 million in debt. And they somehow come out of the bankruptcy, stiffing everyone else, but still owning like five houses between the brothers. They have all this money. Their finances are just totally weird. These are not normal IT guys. This is a situation where their finances are extremely unusual, and on the surface,
and their associations are very unusual as well. That's the thing that's concerning. How much did they have access to secretive information or just politically sensitive information?
Hopefully, it was just politically sensitive. The good thing is the Intelligence Committee is a SCIF, the secure area that's an isolated network. But as far as I understand, the rest of the Hill is pretty much shares the same computer network. So I think we can feel pretty safe that the Intelligence Committee documents themselves were safe, but this doesn't have to be include the most sensitive of the sensitive documents to be an extremely bad situation. I mean, I think they clearly had politically sensitive and probably documents pertaining to foreign affairs and homeland security as well.
Wow.
Was there no vetting of these guys?
I don't think there could have been because, they had bankruptcies, they had criminal records. One of the brothers was, convicted of one crime days before he started on the Hill and then arrested again days after.
Oh, my God.
So there was no vetting.
There was no vetting. And it's normally pretty hard to work on the Hill. Also, keep in mind that there was, right after this one guy, Imran, started, four relatives started. Abid Awan, yeah. Jamal Awan, his brothers, their wives, Natalia Sova and Hima Alvi. All these people. You don't have four people show up making $160,000 a year, all related, typically. And I think there's a good chance that those were ghost employees. So you have to ask the question, how did these employees, how did these congressional offices go about paying $160,000 to people that
you've got
have never seen?
You've got a lot of questions. It sounds like the Capitol Police have a lot of questions. And I want to thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on what is a very complex story, but one that is certainly raising a lot of eyebrows in this town right now. It is 8:24 on WMAL.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
I want to tell you once again that if you need a real estate agent, there is no better guy in town than my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Ask anyone, and they'll tell you the same thing. He's a great guy, and he knows his business, and he also, incidentally, delivers great results. He guarantees to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon. That's been Frank's promise from the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Remember the story of Eric? His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Well, Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, he received multiple offers the first week on the market, and his home, are you ready for this? Sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get into town on New York Avenue. That's been our struggle. Inbound New York Avenue, the crash is going to be after Bladensburg Road as you come up to where the intersection of Montana and West Virginia come together. New York Avenue under police direction, even outbound Deluza Lane. On Bladensburg Road, trying to get down to that signal light on New York Avenue. We're bunched up because everyone's in that standstill. Don't block the box, folks. Out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, quite heavy, as you can imagine. On the 11th Street Bridge and heading westbound onto the freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Volume, but nothing reported along the way. Now, we've had delays on the George Washington Parkway stop and go, and I know that gets a bit tedious, and that looks like we have a crash in the backups. The George Washington Parkway southbound, just south of 123, is where the delays begin, down toward the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and before the Key Bridge now for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky. Temperatures already getting pretty close to the daytime highs this time of year this morning. This afternoon, cloudy. There'll be a few showers around today, most of them light. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now at the nation's capital, it is 48 degrees.
I'm a salesman. I pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached. My feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up. Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax, and you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't.
No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
We're going to talk immigration with Mark Krikorian coming to you in this moment. And guess what? Some of these boycotts against the Trumps, they don't work. And you are responsible for it. We'll tell you all about it coming up. 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland's ban on 45 types of assault weapons has been upheld by a federal appeals court, which calls them weapons of war and says they are not protected by the Second Amendment. Maryland banned those weapons in 2013 in response to the Sandy Hook school shootings. Fairfax County fire investigators are looking for the cause of a house fire in Lorton last night that killed a young boy. Four adults in the home on Arcade Street got out with non-life-threatening injuries. The fire is believed to have started in the garage. New guidelines on immigration enforcement could make a majority of the nation's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants subject to deportation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Everybody who is here illegally is subject to removal at any time, but the priority that the president has laid forward and the priority that ICE is putting forward through DHS's guidance is to make sure that the people who have committed a crime or pose a threat to our public safety are the priority of their efforts.
The president's expected to unveil his second travel ban executive order by the end of the week. A D.C. grand jury has indicted five more people in connection with Inauguration Day violence in Washington. Those five have been charged with felony rioting. Meanwhile, charges against three other people have been dismissed. Some people who have been blocked from Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's Facebook page recently are quietly now being unblocked after the ACLU threatened a lawsuit. Aides to the governor have blocked about some 450 users for critical comments they've been posting. NASA won't say much ahead of a news conference later today, but they do say there is new information about planets orbiting stars other than our sun.
Called exoplanets, they've been known for almost 20 years, composed mostly of gas, similar to Jupiter. But others are similar to our own Earth, with a rocky surface. It's expected NASA could ID some specific exoplanets, suggesting there's common ground, literally, between what we have and what they have.
Correspondent Pat Piper checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,743. The NASDAQ at 5,866. Sports, college basketball, a win for Virginia Tech, a loss for George Mason. NHL, the Caps take on the Flyers tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have six offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
What's the catch? That's what they ask me. They say, Dave, there's gotta be a catch. Free furnace and a lifetime warranty on that furnace? It's gotta be a catch. Nope, no catch. If you buy a high-efficiency air conditioner, I'll throw the furnace in for free. And let me be clear now. This is not some rumple-tumple off-brand reject or refurb. Oh, no. This is a brand new high-efficiency furnace that carries the exclusive Snell Lifetime Guarantee. That's a bona fide full lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home. No fine print, no loopholes. If it breaks down, we'll either replace it or repair it on our nickel. No out-of-pocket cost for you. There's no catch. Call today, schedule your appointment online at snellheatingandair.com.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound at Route 80 Urbana. That's where we had a crash just reported, so keep alert in that stretch. Just seeing the delays forming again. We had cleared out there. Beyond, in through Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville, just some of the stop and go. On to the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue. Pretty normal delays. 95 slows to merge onto each loop of the Beltway. Our tough spot this morning has been New York Avenue, but DDOT crews tell me they've just released all travel lanes. The crash inbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road as you come up to West Virginia, Montana Avenues. That's been our focal point of these major delays out of Riverdale and Chevrolet and Bladensburg Road. That's slow to merge onto New York Avenue and into those backups. Traffic update is brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today will be in the mid-60s, and if you think that's warm, even warmer tomorrow. Maybe some record warmth coming in. Clouds are in, a few showers this morning, chance of showers this afternoon, all the way up to 65. Tonight, dense fog rolls in later, 52. Areas of fog tomorrow morning, then a mixture of clouds and sunshine. A very warm day at 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Leesburg, 45 in Nevada. Damascus, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 8:37. I am Mary Walter getting to sit here with Brian Wilson.
Lucky and you.
I am very lucky. Joining us right now, Mornings on the Mall, is Mark Krikorian. He is a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, and he is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Morning, Mark.
Glad to be here.
So now everyone is losing their mind over Trump is sending out these forces across the country to round up illegals, and this is a horrible, terrible thing, and everyone's saying this is he's rewriting the immigration laws. But that's not true, correct?
No, it isn't. Yesterday, the Homeland Security Secretary issued guidelines on how they should approach immigration enforcement and border enforcement. Mm-hmm. And all it really represents is a return to normal immigration enforcement. Because under Obama, in effect, all illegal aliens were allowed to stay unless there was a specific reason to send them back to their home countries. What the new memos, the new guidelines point out is that all illegal immigrants are potentially deportable unless there's some specific reason not to deport them. And this mm-hmm. is the way it's supposed to work.
And how that's very different from what we had during the
right.
during the Obama years, where they took a very different tack on what the law meant.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one line from the memo that basically that sums up the whole approach, which says that no class of illegal immigrants is to be considered exempt from potential enforcement. I mean, that is the key, because under President Obama, most illegal immigrants, in the words of one of his ICE directors, most regular illegal immigrants have essentially zero chance of being deported.
So now, if I'm a parent and I came to this country illegally and I had my children here, or I brought my children with me here illegally, but I have since maybe, for instance, been caught driving without a driver's license, can I be deported, sent back, and separated from my family?
Well, yes and no. You can, in fact, be sent back because you're an illegal immigrant. You've been committing a crime, driving without a license, but you're not necessarily separated from your family, because your children, should, even if they're U.S. born, obviously they should be with their parents. They don't have to be. If they're U.S. citizens and there's a grandma or an uncle or somebody for them to stay with, they're free to stay. But the separating is not being done by the government. The separating would be done because the illegal immigrant knowingly snuck into the United States.
There you go. And they can take those children with them, and then the children can come back if they're citizens when they hit 18.
Right, and there's actually significant numbers, thousands of U.S.-born kids of illegal immigrants in Mexico now. And the Mexicans often complain that it's overburdening their schools and what have you.
The irony.
What a shame that is. So let me see if I can get this straight. It seems that there is a lot of reporting out there that is creating sort of a sense of hysterics in the Hispanic community. We are told that people are afraid to come out of their houses, that they're afraid to send their kids to school for fear that they're going to be rounded up and thrown in a bus. That simply is not reality, is it?
Yeah, no, it's complete nonsense. Now, this is not to say that illegal immigrants have some kind of free pass, but just as a practical matter, the way law enforcement works is they would have to come to the attention of the authorities somehow by driving drunk or something like that in order for deportation to happen. The hysteria and the panic that some of these activist groups are engaging in, if I didn't know better, I would think that the Trump administration was paying them to do it, because what they're doing is creating the sense from people who aren't here, who might be considering illegal immigration, that they definitely shouldn't come, and creating the conditions where some significant number of illegal immigrants who are already here are saying to themselves, boy, this is pretty bad, we better pack up and get out before we get arrested. So it's actually probably serving the interests of the Obama administration for all of these activist groups to be exaggerating and hyperventilating.
The other thing that jumped out at me was the fact that there's this new survey out from, it's a Harvard poll, which shows that the American people, by and large, are pretty supportive of this president's immigration policies. 80% of them say that they don't like the idea of sanctuary cities. 75% of them say, we want increased presence of Border Patrol on the border. The one thing that surprisingly did not reach majority position was the support for the wall.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that issue is on the wall. Honestly, I'm kind of ambivalent about it myself, not because we don't need better border controls, including extra fences and whatever else is necessary. It's just that it's not really job one. I mean, the two main things that we need to do, and the administration isn't ignoring them, but I think they need to be higher priorities. One, turning the magnet of jobs off. So we start prosecuting some employers, expanding use of the E-Verify systems, online system, when you hire somebody and get their Social Security number and name and date of birth, which you have to do anyway, this would just enable you to check it. So
right,
that turning the magnet of jobs off and making sure that legal visitors go home when their time is up. That's the source of half of illegal immigration.
Yeah, and that's something that we haven't really addressed here.
Yeah.
Mark Krikorian, thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall and putting this entire immigration spectacle into perspective for us. Have a fantastic day, Mark.
You too. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, 53% in that survey, it's a fascinating survey. 53% of those surveyed said they support the president's executive order on immigration. 53%. So there's a lot of support out there for this idea. It is 844 on WMAL.
Having problems with lime scale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management, CAGE code number 7RL22.
You know, last month I told you all about Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, and a lot of you really liked it. And you know what? The folks at Thompson Creek, they liked the response they got, so guess what? I'm here to tell you, they've decided to extend this biggest sale of the year for another week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year. I'm talking 25% off every window. Here's what you got to do. Pick up the phone, call 855-57-CREEK right now. Tell them that your friend Brian Wilson sent you, and you get the deal. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman by designing, building, and installing their own super energy efficient windows. They are built in a local factory right here in our area. They've been doing it for 30 years. They know how to prepare a window for the local climate. 855-57-CREEK. Give them my name. You'll get 25% off each window. 25% off. I'm telling you, I've been doing Thompson Creek ads for a long time. This is as good as it gets. If you need windows, you need to take action now. 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK online at thompsoncreek.com.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. We are struggling a bit on New York Avenue inbound as you come past Bladensburg Road and up toward the West Virginia-Montana Avenue's intersection. That's where we've had the longstanding crash. Still some activity, but lanes have been reopened. On 50 B-Dub, very slow to get onto New York Avenue. The westbound freeway still slow coming off the 11th Street Bridge past the 3rd Street Tunnel. We had the broken down, but lanes open there too. Finally, some relief. Virginia coming through Landmark and Shirlington. The heaviest of the delays, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now for our 66 ride in Manassas, slow. In Centerville, the tractor trailer gone. And in Fair Oaks, stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast is in, and on this hump day, a lot of clouds around. May see a few showers this morning across the Beltway and areas south especially, and a slight chance of showers this afternoon all the way up to 65 degrees. Tonight, only 52. Fog late. Fog tomorrow morning, then intervals clouds and sunshine, a southwest breeze, even milder in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And at 8:46, we've got 29 degrees in the nation's capital.
I love this story.
I was going to say you love this story.
I love this story more than life itself. I'm telling you, this makes me so happy. So here's the thing. Remember last week we were telling you how all of the people who don't like Donald Trump had said, we need to boycott the folks over at Wegmans. Because you know what they do? Those evil corporate drones over at Wegmans, they're selling Trump wine. And we hate everything that has the Trump name on it. So we're going to boycott Wegmans until they stop selling that wine.
Right.
Guess what happened? So many of you people who in this area apparently listen to WMAL decided, I'll show you. They went to all of the Wegmans and they bought up virtually every bottle of wine between here and Charlottesville, Virginia. There is not any Trump wine to be found at a Wegmans because it's all been bought up.
And how many bottles do you own?
I don't have any, but I'm telling you.
Well, you're not doing your part.
I know, but apparently you are. And I love the fact that that has backfired on them. Not only now will they continue to carry it, they'll probably bring in a lot more. They'll probably buy a lot more Trump wine to sell at the local Wegmans because there is such a demand for the product.
Now, here's the thing. People are going to have to drink more wine in order to keep the sales up. Because if you bought, you know, say, five bottles to prove a point, well, if they restock the shelves, now you got to go back and do it again.
That's right. And, of course, you need to drink the wine and then go get some more. So, anyway, no problem with that. Here's the thing, though. It's not just the wine. The other thing that happened was everybody started, you know, beating up on Ivanka Trump. Well, we can't wear her fashions. Nordstrom says we can't sell their fashions because it's controversial. We can't do this. Well, guess what's the number one selling perfume on Amazon.com right now? Ivanka's perfume. It is number one across the board, one of the top selling items in all of Amazon right now. And you know what? It, again, is a situation where when the people had a chance to express themselves, they said, no, we want this product. We do not agree with those who want to boycott this product. And so they went out and started buying perfume. It's a $34 bottle of perfume.
Which is not expensive. Her clothing and her products are very reasonable. They're very reasonably priced. And I'll tell you, I've looked at her dresses online and things like, because I was like, oh, I'll buy an Ivanka Trump dress. But I haven't really seen anything that I would really buy. The dress she wore at the RNC, I thought was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that was one of her dresses. I wish I had found that online. Yeah. I love that. And that dress sold out after the RNC. And it wasn't crazy expensive. It was a reasonably priced item. And that's one thing about the Trumps. For a family that comes from such wealth, they still recognize that they are the exception to the rule. And most people can't afford to buy $1,800 dresses.
No, they can't. And I love the fact that the people who decided they were going to try to hurt the Trumps,
yes,
and they were going to impose these boycotts on anything that has the Trump name on it, have completely had their you-know-what handed to them. And
foisted on their own petards.
That's right. I love the fact that you heard this, and you were as outraged as we were, and you went out and did something about it. So, take that, Nordstrom. I'm serious.
It's just so funny.
I just can't believe. I love the fact that you guys sent the message that, we're not going to put up with this.
You're so funny.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
You're terrific. I listen all day long.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
How much attention do you pay to the commercials when your child is watching television? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The advertisements your kids see when they watch television can cause them to overeat, even when they're not hungry. That's according to a new study of kids as young as preschoolers conducted at Dartmouth. Think of it like this. The food ads prime eating behaviors in young children. Then they are more likely to respond to external signals instead of listening to their own internal signals of fullness and hunger. That learned response may set children up for poor eating habits that contribute to obesity. Listen, I work at a television network, and I'm going to tell you this. Try and limit the amount of ads your kids see. That, or make sure that if they are grabbing a snack, they've only got healthy options to choose from. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Richard Karn here with Christine Polera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home, in your lighting, with your decor.
And the day of installation, wow, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now on until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, you're okay down through Urbana. We had that crash south near Route 80. It was quickly cleared, though, and any bit of that volume just about done, so hang with it. Beyond that, wide open, Clarksburg, Germantown. The heaviest now, Rockville onto the 270 spur heading toward Virginia. On 50 and the BW Parkway, both inside the Beltway, trying to recover because of the earlier crash. New York Avenue inbound at West Virginia-Montana Avenues. 395, pressure still on for this commute. Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge onto lower 14th Street. Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge into Georgetown. All still quite slow, but nothing reported along the way. Update brought to you by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky. Temperatures already getting pretty close to the daytime highs this time of year this morning. This afternoon, cloudy. There'll be a few showers around today, most of them light. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
We are currently 49 degrees in the nation's capital.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, tomorrow we take the show on the road. We'll be broadcasting live from CPAC down at National Harbor.
All right.
And we hope you'll join us for that broadcast. A whole host of interesting people will be dropping by.
Chris,
and speaking of interesting people.
Did you know there's a difference between the National Harbor and the Inner Harbor? I just found that out.
The National Harbor and the Inner Harbor. I don't know. We'll have to discuss that later.
It's
I'm going to have to.
40 miles.
Apparently not the same place. Who knew?
The Inner Harbor, huh?
Baltimore, right.
Oh, well, that's sure. The showcat. Yeah, right. Now I'm with you. Now I'm all caught up. No. Well, you know, sure. Yes. No. Yes and no. Let's talk about Donald Trump. Let's talk about Islamists. Let's talk.